Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Welcome back. Happy Monday. I lied. It's not Monday. It is actually Wednesday. And we're late, but it's okay.
Oh, it's a Wednesday. My fault. Y'all can't.
You good. Break the fourth wall. We that kind of sitcom.
Just now, I'm like, yo, it's Tuesday.
Nigga looked at me like, yo, it's
Tuesday. Wait. Y'all heard that?
I heard all the voices?
Yeah.
We all on one track.
It's a big light skin podcast today.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're definitely light skin.
Me and this nigga spank dark skin, bro.
That's what
wow.
I'm it's two dark skin niggas. Me and this nigga the same color.
Yo, you dark.
Where?
You dark.
Me and this nigga the same color. No, he not. No, he not, bro.
I'm darker than you.
Wait, what kind of conversation is
who? Because the nigga Ryan, because Ryan and Mac.
I just wanted to show y'all because y'all don't know how he claims.
Ryan and Mac are colorists, and they blind.
Bro, you gotta understand. Like even in our chats, this nigga will put the blackest fist.
Every
nigga.
His emojis is mad, but like every.
You know, because I sent him like the. We talk about something. I was like, whatever. I'm black, nigga. Fuck wrong with y'all, niggas. The emoji is an emotion. I emote dark skin. Fuck wrong with y'all, niggas.
You emote dark skin? This nigga sounds like Drake. Keep going.
Yo, can I do... We all here. Can I do the intro?
Yes, can I do the intro?
Start it up.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are...
Welcome back. Happy Wednesday, because we are late. We know we late. Y'all done cursed us out. I'm pretty sure Mac done not looked at his DM. Ryan ain't paid attention to his, because, you know, he on a podcast tour right now.
Fact.
I looked at mine, and I get it. We're late, but this is not the first time we late, so y'all got to stop acting like this. We go together at this point. You got to manage your expectations. We'll be there.
You should have pulled up on Wednesday.
Yep.
Because that's when we was going to get there anyway.
You know it.
Just listen on Wednesday. For the people that listen on Wednesday, this is nothing different.
It's nothing different.
This is regular.
This is regular.
Fuck you for the people that listen on Wednesday. Because that means you see our shit on Monday, you like, nah, say
I'll
the
wait
niggas.
Till Wednesday.
Like, what if we pull our shit down? Like, nah, fuck it. We not doing it that day.
I guess they don't fuck with us.
Yeah, fuck wrong with it. Yo, it's the fans taking us for granted for me.
Yo.
It's just saying I'll wait till Wednesday for these niggas.
I mean, I wait for a lot of shit, so I ain't mad at you. As long as you listen, in my world, Wednesday, cool.
And how do they listen?
Apple.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep. Anyway, you get a podcast, yep. So you can just
holler at us. Make sure you stay subscribed.
You know what you got to do after that. You got to comment, rate.
Stay subscribed.
Five stars.
For children, and we need validation.
Preach.
You understand me? The Bible say a closed mouth don't get fed. The Bible also said... scared money don't make no money.
If I ever go broke,
I'm gonna take your money.
Yep.
Speaking of taking money, come to our Patreon and just throw some stacks on a Petro.
Please,
because we need every dollar you count.
On the
we give you this episode for free every week. You could just come through, drop 2, 5, 10, 20, whatever you want to do
50,
to the community.
50.
You know, let's just get it.
I mean, don't have us split in a five.
No.
Don't have us split in a five.
Listen, I'm not mad at your five if that's what you got to offer at this table.
Who take the five then?
I mean, we'll figure it out.
Bro, I'm not splitting the five, so y'all can split the five.
I'm good.
Not splitting the five. I'll stay with
you. You want to split the five?
Listen, my water is $2.50, so we good.
We can split the five?
Yeah, we can split the
five. I bet. So you
I'll get a water. I'll get a water.
I'm going to have the same amount of money I had before I took the five anyway. I'm going to be if I don't take that, I'm going to be
high. You got to understand, Mouse has so much money now
that he automatically
starts to think about taxes. Like, dang, if I get the five, it's not even really
it's
five.
It's really 20. It's 2.5.
Dang.
These niggas talking about four-letter words. I do not subscribe to, so I don't know. You make sure I give me to. I don't subscribe to those certain four-letter words.
I paid my taxes. Let y'all know that now. I know y'all listening.
That was five-letter words.
They listening. I pay those.
Yeah, we paid them.
I literally alluded. You went right there.
I had to let them know.
Hey, listen.
Because we born on the same day, bro. They only gonna look at the date, and then they gonna try to figure out socials, and they might try to catch me up.
Listen. We ain't going Wesley Snipes in this house. I'll tell you that.
Shit.
This nigga is crazy. Shit. You're fucking bugging.
Y'all niggas be so anti-government until it comes time to pay some taxes, bitch ass niggas. They be like, fuck the government, bro. Government on some bullshit.
No, I'm gonna pay my taxes. Look. That's one thing I'm not fucking with.
It's what y'all decide to pay, bro.
That's something you're going wrong. You can run as long as you want. It's
you'll
come
try. You'll find a nigga that's selling some shit. You'll be like, yo, let me get the discount. But you're not gonna try and ask the government for the discount?
I do. That's when they pay me back. That's when we ain't going to talk about shit like
that. Oh, now we don't want to talk about it when it's you.
I mean,
but when it was me.
If we want to go into business, you get an LLC, you write a lot of shit off, you get it back.
Get it right back.
It's what the white people been doing since the land before time.
Hey,
niggas making billions of dollars paying no taxes.
I don't think the white people was there for a bit. Land before time. That was probably the last time
They were there. They were just in the Caucasus Mountains. Anyway, movie. If you want to keep the conversation going.
I didn't see no white people in land before
time. If you want to keep the conversation going. Yeah.
Oh, no, we talk worse. Oh, let me show you.
Hold on, listen. Wait. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to keep this conversation going.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
If you want to keep this conversation going, make sure that you can go to all of our social medias at Guys Next Door Pod. You know, use the hashtag Guys Next Door.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that conversation going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
I'm ready. You let me know.
Email us, guysnextdoor123.
At gmail.com.
You know, if you got a little story about yourself, just send your picture, because if you don't, what's going to happen, Mouse?
Oh, see, my mind was going so
I know
rough.
You was. All
right, let me tell you what's going to happen. If you ask us a relationship question.
Yeah.
And don't have no fucking
photo
picture, photo attached.
It's getting dug.
We're not paying you no mind. Because what's very important is that I know what type of advice I'm giving.
True.
I don't want to give somebody who don't got side teeth advice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's different. Oh, it's different. It's a different level of advice. Hold on, because we real niggas here.
Always.
Hello?
Speaker.
250.
Oh, pulling up. We love it.
Oh, I was about to put on speaker. Damn, phone shit.
Cut up.
Damn. Nah, yeah, we booming and shit. Because for real, I don't say the other thing I used to say no more because I'm trying to be better.
Thank you.
I'm trying to be better.
I was hoping you didn't. But they know. Just send a picture. You good. But yes, do we talk about white people? Absolutely.
It goes something like this.
Talk about it.
Fuck these niggas. Fuck these crackers. You understand me? I want these niggas to know crackers. From the bottom of my black ass soul. I clap on a 2 and a 4. I clap on a 2 and a 4. My ancestors died so that I could violate white people. Fuck wrong with them. You know when niggas graduate from a PWI? You know when they graduate from some shit and be like, oh, I'm my ancestors' wildest dream. No, you're not. When I'm sitting here telling a white nigga to suck my dick, that's my ancestors' wildest dream. Because I know...
You go back in time, you see your ancestors
like this. Niggas getting whipped, but they happy. They like, I know this nigga. I'm gonna tell the nigga he gonna throw the frame.
Oh, man, I missed this, ladies and gentlemen. Did y'all not miss this?
So this is what...
Did y'all not miss this?
Every day.
Wait, visually.
Yo. The funniest shit, I just got finished watching Underground Railroad. Right, I could see the shit.
So imagine your ancestor, I mean, you know, Ryan, you got a little white in yours, so we're not going to talk about yours.
Wow.
But like mine, because they were black. Like,
Mouse, I can't.
I'm gonna buck with you. If I was Eddie Paul White, I would have been smacked the shit at you for a while. I mean, yo, any part, I would have stood up and just.
Yo.
What? Fuck you, what? I'd be like, my mother is.
Let me tell you.
It'd have been on.
Let me tell you this. Imagine your family is in Louisiana.
Hot.
Antebellum, Louisiana.
Hot.
Scorching.
There's no hope
None.
Of niggas getting free. A freedom fighter? Yeah. What is that?
Just cotton.
Come here, boy.
Just cotton.
I'm talking about they did us bad for 400 years. Imagine you got an ancestor in the 250 mark.
Son.
He's at the 250. There's no hope.
Yo, the 150? There's not even
hope. What Hope said? Turn that 225? What the fuck they gonna do with it? Imagine that nigga.
Son.
And he's just sweltering. That nigga tied to the post.
Right.
And they saying, what's your name, boy? And he's saying his name and he's hitting, Wookakow! Wookakow!
Splackow!
Wookakow! Imagine that! Wookakow! And imagine every time that nigga go, you know, because our ancestors was tough. So you ever watch it? Our ancestors be like, the first one, Wookakow! They be like, and then, but then the one that tear the flesh, they be like, imagine that nigga knowing that. In 2021,
you was gonna hold it down.
He gonna have a nigga on the front lines like, what happened? Yo, suck my dick, cracker. What the fuck are you talking about? Nigga, I slapped the dog shit out of you, white man.
You went that road.
Nigga, that's me. Yes. I'm my ancestor's wildest dream.
Ancestor on the post crying like this.
Crying.
That's so beautiful.
Yo, he crying three tears. SMD. The movie Fire.
Oh shit! I can't.
That's a slave movie. I'll watch.
I'm gonna write it. I'm
gonna write the movie, and I want to play me too.
I got you.
I
got you.
No. If you could have somebody play you in this, you need a. You could direct him, but who's gonna play this role?
It's gotta be a new hungry.
Hungry.
Yeah, I don't want none of these niggas. I don't like none of these niggas. These niggas all let me down. Yo, hold on. I'm gonna tell you something. Imagine we're gonna talk about it. Hold on. Let's break it down. Before we break it down, y'all know how we do on this podcast. Conversation be conversation. Welcome to God Next Door. Listen, we got some homies in the building.
Yeah, man. We got family.
Got some homies in the building. Family. This is my first day being family with the nigga. Yeah. But we've been family through other niggas. Pause.
Absolutely.
Niggas been telling us, yo, you got me such. I'm like, no, I don't. Tell the nigga he gotta meet me, bro. But we got the good brother Spank in here. Spank got the hot sauce. Tell him about the hot sauce real fast.
All black hot sauce.
Yeah, I mean all black.
Black owned.
I heard for us, for niggas, it's hot. But I heard if a gentrifier touch it, it's acid. That's what I heard. Isn't
and I love
true?
That.
It's good, nigga.
He's I love that.
He a businessman. He not fucking shit.
Heard if the white people tongue. I heard if it touched the white people tongue. Instant go back to Dakota.
What?
Yeah.
Which Dakota?
Either one.
Tell them they can try that shit.
Facts.
Tell them where to get it. Tell them where to get that.
Oh, yeah. Get it at spankinghot.com.
I really want to know, because the people that hear Spank and then they hear Spanking Hot, they automatically think it was born to be just like that. I want to know from you, like, when you thought, like, damn,
yo, this nigga hit him with the podcaster question about hot sauce off rip.
Because y'all niggas put me up here, right?
Yeah. I need to
I don't like the way he said that, Spank, but we'll talk about that later.
Of course.
So, I ain't like the way he said that. I'm like, what?
But how did it come about in your head? Like, yo, I'm going to make hot sauce. How many hot sauce did you have to try to be like, fuck this?
Nah, I eat hot sauce on everything.
All right.
Everybody know I fucking love hot sauce.
What's your go-tos? Are you allowed to say those? Because you got your own brand now?
It's my shit. Nah, but before I would eat like Grace. That would be my favorite.
I was about to say, we was just talking about top three. Like, top three Grace would probably be like...
Frank ain't up there?
Franks is cool. Franks is top
Frank,
five.
I don't like Franks.
I only
that
got
shit is disgusting.
I only got
Red Hot, all that shit is disgusting.
I only got, to be honest, I don't even really fuck with hot sauce like that. The only reason I carry Franks is so I can throw it. You feel me?
No.
If I see a white...
Louisiana's fire.
Nah, Louisiana.
Fuck you. Fuck you, man.
This crazy, bro.
They see it coming.
They gonna walk in here like, yo.
We back.
Yo.
Bring it back.
Nah, but to answer your question, I just fucking, I like hot sauce. And I was watching something and I forgot who it was, but the person was like, you should be trying to get paid off for everything you do and that you love. And
when true indeed.
And you love. And then unfortunately, but fortunately, we had the corona situation, the pandemic situation.
Kept you in the crib.
Kept us in this crib. So I was like, fuck it. I already had the idea. Let me just see what happens.
So did you,
that shit.
Like, How did the whole creation of it come about? Did you, like, find somebody who's, like, a chef and start making it, or did you make it yourself?
Nah, man, my son Big Joe, you know my son Big Joe. Mm-hmm. We made that shit.
That's fire.
I knew what I wanted to taste like. I could cook. I know what go with what.
How you learn how to cook? I'll tell y'all one thing.
How you learn how to
if y'all
cook?
Y'all know Spank, or you follow him on the gram, you know he cooks.
Yeah,
he always
in the
kitchen.
Nah, I'm not no chef or nothing, though.
Nah, but how you learn how to
cook? Yeah,
I ain't gonna hold you. I'm a grown-ass man, bro. I don't know how to cook, bro. I got eggs. I got empanadas.
Empanadas is not
easy. Wait,
you went
from eggs to empanadas? You don't know nothing
in
between?
That's a good one to know.
That shit. Yeah, now that's your fire.
That's a great thing to know.
That's my sneaky.
That's the pull-ups everywhere. Like, oh, yeah, no, the average house you go to is not going to have empanadas.
That's a fact.
Average pull-up.
That's a fact.
I ain't going to hold you.
That got you in some drawers. I know it did.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. It all circles back because I got it. I learned how to do it off some drawers. I'm going to keep it a buck. Thank you, my nigga.
Yeah,
I'm going to keep it a buck. Watch this. This is what we do at the Goddamn Joe podcast. We transparent.
Transparent.
So there was this young lady I really liked.
Mm.
And she would only call me over at night. I'm like, bitch, you know, we're going to do something. You're not going to keep fucking me in the dark, bitch. Like,
wow.
So I want an activity.
You wanted to go out.
Yeah. I wanted an activity. Bitch, you mad fire. You keep fucking me inside,
you
bitch.
Wanted more.
I wanted more.
Patting him on the back at the end like, so what you
knew,
about to do?
He knew his purpose in life.
Like, I ain't going to hold you. I'd be like, yo, what we doing? She's like, I ain't really in the mood. Bitch, you're never in the mood. But then on the gram, be lit. I'm like.
Everywhere.
This time with her, she wanted to fuck.
I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I was
feeling like being used.
I was like this, bro. I was
ashamed of you.
Yo, she was like, she told me, bitch told me I was block work. The bitch told me she was like, yo, you fuck with a lot of my friends.
To be called block work,
bitch,
is
bitch,
free.
Bitch,
block
she didn't
work?
Say, she didn't say,
man.
She didn't say, but she said it in an
instant.
She said it in
exactly.
She said it instantly, like, no, because then I take, I was like, yo, what happened? She was like, to be honest, Mouse. You fuck with a lot of my friends, and I'm not about to. But I wanted to fuck you, but I'm not about to be another one under the belt.
Wow,
bitch, you already under the belt. Why can't we go out?
That she is public.
And she
belt.
Was the fierest one
public
of the friends.
Yeah.
Wow. So I understood. Understanding. She was like, I had to keep hierarchy. I can't let these bitches know that I'm the fierest one in the group.
She wanted to try it. She wanted to try it.
Low life.
Yeah.
The bitch is a low life.
200%.
Bitch is low life. But I will tell you this. I told her. I said, she hit me. She said, what you doing tonight? I said, nothing with you if it just includes fucking.
Son.
And when I said it, I'm going to be honest. When I said it, I was lying.
I was going over regardless.
Yeah. Said, what you want to do?
That was your way of maneuvering.
I was like, it's always been my, I'll be watching the Trey Songz Does He Do It video. You remember nigga was in the kitchen? I was like, I always wanted to do that. So I was like.
So y'all didn't even leave the house still?
No, but
still.
She was like.
But he had an activity in
the
crib.
He had an activity. Because any other time I just come over.
To the bed and
I come over, the bitch kiss me. I'm like.
All right, that's Migos.
I know what time it's on.
Because everybody knows Mouse don't drink.
I don't drink. So the minute I kiss you and I taste that little penny taste, I'm like.
Hold on, nigga said, nigga. Is that Casamigos?
I start doing this shit. I'm like, God, it's Casamigos. This bitch about to take my little. All right, just take my little shorts off.
My man, do the girl. Stop.
I ain't gonna hold him.
She had to pull him off.
I'll be like, oh my God.
He definitely looked up. Should be on his foot.
He's
like, just pull it. Take it all off.
I ain't gonna hold you. The bitch had me back downtown. I'm talking about, she would do shit like, why you sitting all the way over there? Bitch, because I'm more than just sex.
Wow.
So I told her, I said, I ain't doing nothing if it include me just coming over there and fucking. You're gonna treat me different.
She
was like, what you wanna do, Mouse?
The craziest part is we got here from empanadas.
From empanadas?
Like,
hold on.
We came from hot sauce.
Hold on, he about to bring
empanadas.
It all the way around. He about to bring it around.
I hear it.
We do this all week. We do this every week. I'm bringing it home. What they say on the plane?
We're preparing for descent.
We're entering our final descent. So please, everybody, please seat it. Lift your seats back up.
Son.
Please put away all Wi-Fi devices.
Flight attendants. That's
so
when you know it's a wrap.
So when I come over, so she said, what you want to do? I said, I always had a fantasy of a woman teaching me how to cook. She's like, that's it? I was like, fuck, I should ask for more. But I was like, yeah. She like, all right, I'm gonna show you how to make, because she did have fire empanadas. So I was like, yo, you showed me how to make the turkey empanadas you made that night. So I came over there.
Turkey empanadas?
Nigga, because I don't, you know, I never eat red meat. So when I pull up, nigga, it was like an activity. The bitch had like, she had like fresh flowers in the shit. She ain't never had that shit before. I don't know who sent them shit to that bitch, but I thank you.
Yo,
because
what?
It set the ambiance. She had the music playing. She had the little candles burnt. And then she had all the little discs.
Yeah,
and I know you know about this, Vaughn. We'll talk to Vaughn later, but Vaughn, you know about this. Had the pasta Leo.
Ooh,
the discs.
Wow.
She had them shit.
I know you know about this, Vaughn.
He got the nigga got the shit. He a real Puerto Rican. I ain't met a real. Look, he like this. The nigga said like this. Look, he tried to cover it. Nigga said. I know you know about it. The Goya disc. She had the half whole grain.
So basically, what you're trying to tell me, she did for you what she do to all her.
Yeah. But she taught me how to do it.
What else you good niggas? That's what she.
Nah,
good.
But she taught
me. She just brought them in.
She taught me how to do it.
Do it.
And I never ever
forgot.
I never ever forgot because I appreciated it.
Yeah, female taught me how to cook too.
See. Boom.
I was about to say, so...
Probably wasn't, you know what I mean? You probably was better off. Oh, that's right. She was probably fucking with you. I was probably going out and shit.
So question.
Bitch told me how to cook and kick me inside.
Nigga got one meal. Was like, all right, that's it. You said one activity, Mouse. We not doing nothing else.
I promise you. I swear to God, it only lasts about 2-3 more weeks. I asked for another outing. That bitch said, Mouse, I'm good. And I was like...
Damn.
I was like, you good? And I was mad as shit for like a month. Like, fucked this shit up trying to be a bitch. Trying to get some fucking respect. I fucked this up.
Right.
And from then on, never asked for respect.
And you never cooked no more. That was really it.
No, I did.
Oh, so you said you had eggs or empanadas?
I always had eggs. I learned how to do
it. I hope so.
I didn't learn until I was in the military, my nigga. Let's be real. That's how I learned. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I just, you know what I mean? Fuck
so
with
you.
You put it with
eggs all the time?
Oh yeah, I was living foul.
I was living foul.
If it wasn't, let me say this right now. Shout out to all the women and their mothers and grandmothers and aunt and big mamas that held me down in Virginia, because I would have withered away and would have died of starvation. Son. The nigga was doing bad, bro.
Son.
Nigga would eat in the middle of the day, so I wouldn't. I'm like, I got money. Like, what I'm gonna do though? I'm gonna go to McDonald's or go to Atomic Wings or whatever. I need food. Like, I had a mother and a father growing up. Like, I would like an actual meal. Yeah, like, I would like I know what a meal takes. Like, some niggas that didn't grow up with that and they could eat that shit. I would feel the difference. So, shout out to that because I appreciate that. But once that shorty told me how to make them empanadas, that was my hooker. That was my...
God damn it,
Ryo. Yo, Ryo.
Take you out.
I thought this was a new studio.
That's what I thought.
It's so new. That shit, this shit still putting together.
It's not done yet.
It's so new. It's not done yet.
Still under construction.
We here before opened up. You know how we do.
Oh, God.
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
But exclusive.
That takes us back to where you first learned how to cook. You always love hot sauce.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Then it just drove you to be like, fuck it.
Yeah, then
in
time.
The house.
And it was just the time, yeah.
Now, I always hear people...
I taste that shit was good.
The first time? Don't front.
Nah, hell no. I went through mad...
You got to go through trials.
How many do you think you went through? How many, like, different recipes did you go through?
I went through, like, three.
Like, three until you got it locked in?
Three till I got it. I did it.
How long was that three... Like, how long of a time?
I did that shit every day.
Wow.
So it only took, like, 4 days, but I was doing that shit every
day.
Like, he was vulgar when I first did that shit, and I was like, I didn't like the texture. The taste is good.
Because
I know how shit tastes, right? I know how certain peppers taste. I know what hot sauce I don't want.
I don't
like vinegar.
What's your ethnicity?
I'm everything. I'm black.
I'm black. All
right. I'm not.
I'm a mix.
Nigga said that shit
too
during.
Mixed up.
He said that shit during Black History, Black Music Month, too. So I can't even push back. I'm like, okay, you got it.
The minute I ask him,
what do you mean? They're going to cancel me. my cardigan not gonna stop me from getting canceled.
Nah, I truly don't know what the fuck I am. I'm not gonna sit here and say my grandmother, my mother, they don't really know what.
No, the only reason I ask because I know like certain like Caribbean people, they really fuck with them spices.
Well, I'll tell you.
No, I just always like spice. I like spicy shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you a secret, Spank.
I can't stand it.
He's afraid to get the test.
He didn't ask that, bro.
No, big facts.
Because he's scared.
Because I promise you,
it might get worse than that.
White. He's scared of finding out about that Anglo-Saxon.
From the Caucasus Mountains. It's not a good. If it come back and say 25% Caucasus,
that should say anything over 2%.
I want to get that shit.
Nah, I don't.
And he's scared.
They reached out to me before. They reached out to me.
That's the DNA shit, right?
Yeah.
Not the ancestry.
I don't say their name because I ain't take it, but they reached.
They reached out.
They reached out.
Yeah. You fucking good at what you do, man.
Try to do it. Niggas hit me.
Really fucking good.
I'm trying to tell you, I'm the best out here. Right? I'm just happy my niggas brought me along for the ride. I'm in the back seat like, yeah, appreciate you, niggas.
You only have to pick me up.
Yeah, you had to pick me up because I'm a nigga that needed a ride. Yeah. These niggas was doing a lot better in life when I met you.
Did y'all hear? I said I could only make eggs. I can still come in.
We good. All right, cool.
I said he was doing a lot better when y'all met him.
I mean. Some of us are equal. There's still a hierarchy here. In success, money and success, there's still a hierarchy.
It's still there.
It's fine. It's cute. Yeah, they know me in the podcast world and shit.
It's
but,
something for me to strive for.
I be thinking I'm the nigga that Mac show up.
It's all right.
I ain't gonna hold you. The nigga came to, my event. I said, this nigga ain't never come to my event again. I said, whoa, understand something. We only take pictures with me. y'all bitches is dumb.
That bitch is disloyal. We get letters like, hey guys next door, but definitely hey Mac. I'm like, god damn,
son,
bro. Like,
stop
what's up?
It.
DM him.
Yo,
like,
I ain't gonna
go
hold
talk
you.
To him, bro.
So look, I'm gonna show you how funny it is amongst niggas, right? How egos never played a part.
Right.
Nigga, off a rip, me and Mac into this shit. We lit. Ryan lit, but Ryan a background nigga. So I ain't gonna say background. He a behind the scene nigga.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
that's crazy. I ain't even like how I said that about my own nigga. Wow, but like, he a nigga behind the scenes nigga. So when motherfuckers, yo, people was really disrespectful in the beginning, bro. Like, we would be out. Me and him got mobbed at
Curl Fest.
Not Curl Fest. They was chill at Curl Fest. We got mobbed at the Roots Picnic.
Oh, yes.
And Ryan's just looking. But Ryan's not helping us either.
Now, Ryan.
Because
like,
he was like, nah, they don't know me.
Low key, Ryan legit said, hold on, low key.
Like,
Ryan, low key. Ryan was really like, he saw us getting mobbed. We looked back like, Ryan. He said, fuck them niggas.
Ryan said like this.
Y'all don't know me.
That's what he kept saying. My fault. He said, nah, they don't know me. So I would try and be respectful. I'm always cognizant of it. Mac's super nice, so one picture turned to 72 with him. I'm giving you three pictures and I'm moving.
Right.
Whoever didn't get this three, I'm moving. I'll see y'all when I see you. So they came up. We was at the Loop Lobster shit. So they're like, oh my God, Mouse. I said, oh, this is Ryan. Ryan said, she don't know me. I said, boy, what's wrong with
I'm
you?
I'm good now.
But now,
yeah, I don't know your name.
What?
Do that. Now the neighbors know his name.
Now the neighbors know his name.
Nah. He knew what that was for. He knew what that was for. Just want to let every podcast know we hear everything. We next door too. We next door, and it's more fun over here.
You understand? You understand?
It's more fun next door.
Understand?
Yeah.
It smell over there.
I'm about to say, listen.
It smell over there. That's not even a fully black household.
Yo. Wow.
It's legit a full half.
I'm always just gotta just be quiet. Cause I gotta hold it together. I gotta be the
Yo, they parent. Took a shot. Nah, fuck that. They took a shot and Ryan unposted.
Yeah.
They took a shot at us and Ryan posted the shot.
I said, hey, listen, it is what it is. You know.
Said, wait a minute.
What I said though.
You know, he said he was gonna hold it down and he held it down.
Of course, I held it down.
Of course. But just, you know, it's understand. Y'all got food and shit over there, of course.
That's cool.
You
treated your boy good.
That's cool.
Of course, they're gonna show out when company come
on. We
over.
On our shit though.
I was on another podcast. They didn't want them.
They don't want us because us too.
No, hold on. They don't want who?
I'm my own entity.
Hold on. One doesn't want you. One doesn't want me.
I'm going on my straw tour right now. I'm going every podcast showing them my products.
Oh, that's what it is. You're taking the straws to the podcast.
So you know. But y'all always is with me. So I'm always gonna shout out everything. But when I got to this place, I ain't gonna say the name because you know. But
not say the name because you was on there. We ain't got no beef.
I was with my homegirls.
See, now you getting crazy. I need to ask you.
They are the name of the show.
You had to claim them.
I was with my people, Bridget and Mandy over there on their thing. And when
they
came, menus and food and chicken parmesan before, and there's a lot going on. You want to drink margarita? That shit drink?
You want some juice? Like that over here?
Could I get Margaritas.
Nigga, it's us. What do you mean? No, it's us. We did it, nigga.
We in the house.
So this is your shit.
Is what I'm saying. Nigga, we live like bachelors. Nigga, we live like bachelors.
I went next door and it was a little day. So now yeah, I gotta get to my, we gotta get to our shit. We
nigga,
ain't together
we, nigga, it's a house full.
I need that.
Nigga, it's a house full.
It was motivation.
It's a house full of bachelors. Nigga, you heard me say I only know how to make eggs.
The fridge is empty.
Do you want eggs?
Hey, listen, listen, listen.
If you want eggs, I'll bring eggs to every recording.
You go to
the crib. You go to the crib full of women. You gonna get treated nice.
And that's what I'm saying. That's just my motivation.
I know that food. I know
gotta come back.
Did they cook the food?
We gonna renovate it up.
Did they cook the food?
Nah, they got their chef.
Oh, I was about to say that food.
The chef came.
That food
would
only be half season.
Wow, what?
Damn, kid.
Wow, what?
Listen, the cameraman almost left.
Wow. And I said, wow.
This episode is brought to you by violence. These niggas is crazy. I don't even know what to say no more. Like, damn.
Oh, I love it.
Can we get back to talk about this hot sauce?
Yeah, I want to talk about the hot sauce.
This great thing.
That's what I care about because it's Juneteenth. If y'all wondering, we are shedding light on black-owned businesses today.
Yeah, well, if I knew I was going to be here today, I would have bought hot sauce.
Listen, come back to the crib whenever you want.
Get a nigga a key. I can't hear to support Bad Badge.
Yo, get a nigga a key.
I already got the key.
Yeah, pull up. Pull up whenever.
We don't say his name. You don't like his shit, bro. Well, we recorded his all shit, bro.
We paid rent, bro.
Yeah, that nigga come in here. He said, fuck that nigga on the building.
The landlord
come in here, he get beat the fuck up. The landlord get beat the fuck up and sit back across the hall. Go engineer that bum ass music.
Nah, I definitely Jesus come back Christ. And bring y'all some hot sauce.
Hell yeah, we gotta support it. So what's the next thing though? Is it a restaurant or is it
I'm about to Martha Stewart this shit out. I'm about to be the first black predominant biggest fucking hot sauce brand that they have.
That's what I'm fucking love it. Yeah.
Tabasco, nobody
and he got some on shit our side.
All of the big companies.
Well, even at Grace, like I was kind of disappointed, and I don't know how I fucked up that sound, but I was that shit is a Caribbean hot sauce, and it's not owned by black people. That shit.
Wow, look at what y'all did.
Y'all.
So, I don't eat hot sauce on shit.
Fuck the fact that it being hot, whatever, is good. You know what I'm saying?
Well, listen.
Overall.
I'm going to fuck with your shit because it's black. I don't really fuck with hot sauce like that, but if I got this thing... I don't like spicy shit. See, now you fucking with it.
I'm going to do everything. I'm really going everywhere.
Because, nigga, I get the fries just for the ketchup. I get fries to go with my ketchup.
I'm about to make ketchup right after I leave here.
Heard you.
I'm a ketchup.
Nigga, I will be the ketchup influencer
ketchup
for that.
On my
nigga.
Eggs,
hit me.
All that. I'm one of them niggas. Hit ketchup me. Everywhere.
Yo, I gotta try that, bro. I be hearing niggas talk about ketchup.
You know, for ketchup and eggs?
What's the weirdest thing? Because you smoke, Spank. What's the weirdest thing you put together? What's the weirdest food concoction you put together high?
With the hot sauce.
Nah, I don't know. Now that I cook, now I fucking be making everything in this thing.
And it should be. And you be putting that shit on the gram. You make it tough for niggas, bro.
Nah, dead ass.
But
I ain't cooking like yesterday I cooked for the first time like in 4 months though.
Your man ever hit you be like, bro, chill out, bro. My girl follow you, bro. Chill out. Like,
I got niggas girls hitting me asking how to cook for them.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. You doing well for the community.
There we go.
Giving back.
It's a community service. This is a give back.
We have to give the gift, right? We have to give the gift. We
appreciate that.
So you niggas think me, nigga.
yo, ancient niggas will find a way to be ancient no matter what, boy. Yo, ancient niggas will find a way to spin on your girl, even not spinning on her. He was like, you enjoy that? You like how she cook, right?
You like that sauce, right? You like that sauce? Yeah, yeah.
You like that?
I taught her that, my G.
Did that. Like the nigga from Dead Presidents. Nigga be like, yeah, she still do that thing with her tongue. Like, nah, now I got to spin. I got to spin the block. This nigga's crazy. You got to spray it.
Man.
Now it's a big, but let me ask you this: with it being a food product, is it any different than like when niggas sell clothes or anything? Where are your homies or are people that kind of know you through third person? They asking for discounts.
Yeah, that's the fucked up part about us, right? We always go ask for discounts. I got family that's like, yo, give me it.
Yo, send me some.
Yo, give me some bottles,
let me
bro.
Try it. I'll post it.
But okay, and that's what I really want to talk about. We also got Shanae Burry in here.
What's up, Shanae?
Shanae Burry was good. Tell them you got a black owned business.
Talk about it.
I do have a black owned business.
What's it called?
It's called Don't Call Me Baby. It's a women's streetwear line that men can wear too.
So now we wearing y'all hoodie.
Yep.
Why you can't call it unisex?
Nah, because everything else is a men's wear that we got to wear. Yeah. Or, like, find the oversized or, like, get an extra small. So now y'all got to get
look
an
at
extra
you. Look at you getting spanked.
That's just a question.
It's a good question.
I don't know. The name was right He was waiting for that. So I'll ask both of y'all. Y'all both got, I mean, we had a live show and we had hoodies and people was asking us like, yo, we hook us up. But we like,
nigga, buy a hoodie.
But buy a hoodie, buy a fucking ticket. We'll see you. If you got to ask for it,
right,
then you should know you should just pay for it. Right. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't typically ask niggas for shit. Because you're going to tell me you pay. Like, I'm not asking you. Right. Unless you're just really fine and I'm down bad.
Yeah, I was about to tell you that because I know you.
You never gave me no agave straws.
I know.
You literally never gave me no agave straws.
You're not talking about that right now. We talking about shit.
Oh, if I'm down bad and I want this shit, I'm going to tell a nigga, like, there's a benefit to you giving me your shit, though. It'd be niggas that don't nobody know asking for some shit for free. What is the benefit?
I definitely get those. Yo, I need that DM. Like, I'm like, all right, so if you need it that bad, buy it. Like,
yeah, I need
it. I don't know what that got to do with me.
So, for me, and I know it's y'all getting worse because y'all product is more expensive.
Right.
For me, like, if you tell me you can't afford a 4-cent straw, I have no respect for you.
Yo, wait, you letting people give you 4 cents?
Yeah,
son. You know what really grinds my gears.
Here you go. The beers have been grinding
to a big market.
Right.
You know what really grinds my gears about people? I don't want to even just say black people. About niggas.
Also, Max supported my business. Niggas. I never got to say thank you to you.
Of course. Come on now. If I got bread, I'm going to try to support my people, man.
A nigga got bread.
If I got bread.
Says a nigga.
Yo, if rich niggas, if rich niggas love saying broke niggas quotes.
If I got bread, you know what
I'm going to... You got it. And I still don't got it.
Lying
ass nigga.
Yo, what really grinds my gears, right? If niggas could find $20 for some weed, if niggas could find $15 for some Fronto, if niggas could find some money to support.
It cost y'all $35 to smoke.
That's a lot of leaf.
I'm saying if niggas,
I was getting to his point. No,
I'm saying
the numbers are a little crazy, but I guess I get the
gist. It's a little crazy.
$35 to smoke.
No, that's not happening.
15 for leave. I said that's a little.
Yeah, we got to your point.
If niggas could find the bread for that,
niggas fucking with you,
right? If niggas could find the bread for all of that. Why can't niggas pay that $25, $35?
Because of the comfortability.
Yeah, nah, son, we ain't comfortable over here. We all trying to make money.
It's funny because there was a topic on my timeline like a few weeks ago, and they were asking about like if you would pay to go to like your friend's birthday party, and this is a whole like experience because Caribbean parties like they'll be like open bar, there'll
what
be food,
kind of party?
Caribbean.
Where you from?
Jamaica.
You said Caribbean.
I used to
say Caribbean.
Caribbean.
That's what I thought it was.
No, it's Caribbean.
I learned today. Caribbean. I was today years old just now.
Caribbean.
People that's from there, like of the Caribbean, will say Caribbean, but other people, it's
Caribbean.
Whatever. Oh God. Okay. Anyway, so our parties, a birthday party will be an entire experience. But then, so people
sure
are like,
in that
oh.
Basement.
People be like, oh, why would I pay for your birthday, da, 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 da. But it's like, you'll pay for another party where you get less than that just because of the name of it. So
you got to pay to get in. You got to pay.
Wait, so when you get inside the birthday party.
You got to pay to sit comfortable?
Yeah, I was about to say, like. Yeah, see that? See, now I'm glad that we talking about this because who the fuck is this?
I don't know who that is.
So now that we talking about this shit.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What are you getting, right? So if you pay for somebody's birthday party, I'm going to your birthday party. Like, is the liquor free? Is the food free?
Yeah. That's what I'm just... I just said that. All right,
cool.
Because it's like, say it's a $30 ticket, right? You'll be paying for the bar and food.
But I'm not buying no... I understand what they're saying, because I'm not buying a ticket from a nigga in white jeans.
Okay, anyway.
What?
I say all that to say there's a similar conversation.
I'm happy to be with my niggas today.
Mouse, why, Mouse?
That was, think about it, because every nigga that left white jeans like, brethren.
Brethren.
Anyway, Mac, to your point.
Compagnard,
brethren.
Compagnard.
All roads lead to. Oh, I swear to God, Jamaican start that shit. Ain't no American nigga said that before ever. Jamaican nigga in Queens wanted everybody to go to Nagasaki's and Rumba Sky. And nigga
was like,
roads lead to Shanique Curry, 21st birthday party, $30 fun chicken boshment. We'll have everybody there. These niggas say we got everybody there. It'd be a list of niggas I never heard of.
Never. It's crazy. Well, of course you wouldn't know who they are.
Licklefin, Bigfoot. We got two.
Every day. So,
Jesus Christ. But anyway, yes, no. That.
It'd be 72 artists. And you've never heard of a nigga.
The flyer be this big. You know them shits, bitch.
The flyers legit be.
You get out of JFK, this shit is on the fucking fence.
Hey, wait, Sinead, why y'all never take them shits down?
Yo, why are you asking me?
Yo, it's this shit.
A party from 3 years.
Nigga, there's a party.
Yeah, it really do be.
There's a party on Bedford from fucking 2003. 50 just dropped. That party been done. 50 not even, like, G-Unit's broken up, and that party's still up there.
I'll see when they say Ricky Blaze, and I'm like, wow, Ricky Blaze in 2021, and whole time it's from, like, 2012. I'm like, oh.
That's when Ricky Blaze would do this shit.
Ricky Blaze.
Bing, 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 bing.
All right.
Sorry, my apologies, Sinead.
How we steer from black.
So let me ask y'all this. How do y'all differentiate, because I think this will probably help everybody out who sells anything, and in the consumer. How do y'all differentiate between, I'm going to give this to this person, you motherfuckers gotta pay.
I know I'm
a bullshit artist, but I still got to. Still, you know what I mean?
So, with all my shirts, when I first started my business, no, I didn't give anyone anything for free. Even people that sent me photos in to put on the shirts, they paid for it on their own. I didn't even have to say anything to them. They didn't ask me or nothing because they knew it was for a bigger cause. Now, for my socks, which came out of my pocket, I gave free socks to people that helped me start my business. I like that. So, like, My bro Cope, who started his own, like, he gave me all the tips and stuff.
Shout out to my nigga Cope, bro. That nigga
he gave
fucking
me all
Cope.
The tips on how to start mine. So that was easily first on my list. My cousin's the one who gave me the manufacturer to make the socks. So I sent her a pair. So it was some of them just came very easy to my brain. No one asked me for socks though. So I'll say that much. Anyone else bought it?
What about you, Spank?
It's kind of the same. Everybody must have bought my shit, but mine is more of mine a food product, so I want you to taste it. So I would give more a way to just every, I get the whole block.
Mm-hmm.
Taste it. But differentiating, separating the people from, to give it to for the bigger cause and everything, I give it to my peoples. Mm-hmm. And people like I feel that'll do good for my brand and the look that I want. You feel what I'm saying? I know I can't give it to everybody, so I just pick out a particular few, not whose favorite, just off the wing of it.
I was gonna say something along those lines. I think there's a, we talked about this on a previous episode or whatever, but I think there's a very, you know, shout out to us. I really think there's I think there's a real thing called social currency that we don't tend to think about a lot of times, and it's like.
Nigga, you been watching Earn Your Leisure? Nigga, social currency. That's some good shit.
Let this nigga finish his thought.
Thank you. Nah, just the idea of like there is a such thing as whether it's a tweet, whether it's a post, whether it's just seeing somebody with something, that is worth the amount or maybe more than what your what the product is. Or like, you know, it's what you would pay for marketing or for advertising.
Influence your marketing, essentially. Right.
Exactly.
It also depends on what you pay for your product.
200%. Yes.
Like I said, like, I could give out straws out of my ass. Yeah. Like, you feel me? Like, I can pause, but you
know. I didn't know you made straws. Like, now I want straws.
Straws out the ass and never gave the nigga that little podcast.
I mean, he just got home. He just got home. It's fine.
Why am I seem like I just did a bit? Like,
he just got home.
The last time the nigga was out here, he was pulling up giving straws. Nigga,
I definitely seen.
You could have came to California and just got a whole box.
I get my straws in California. Yeah.
Nah, but like when it come to what I have, my shit don't cost a lot. And for me, companies, like, I used to go to McDonald's and take 15 straws and throw it in a bag. You know what I'm saying? So giving it out to my people is what I want. Mm-hmm. I'd rather give it to the mom and pop. So if you like it, you're gonna order it. Cause it's like, that's something that you really giving out to people. And 4 cents or a cent, whatever it is to your margin, it don't mean too much.
Yeah, so we're all a part of your plan. Like, how you want to market your shit. It's an aggressive way to do it.
Absolutely.
It's a finesse way to do
but
it.
But I want to, my bigger plan in my mind, what I'm going to win at, what you going to win at, what you can win at, is like, we want the bigger play. Like, I want the McDonald's. And that's going to change my life. But my story, I want to be, I went to mom and pops and I did that. So I can really just be like,
that's
fuck
just not
that.
Skip a step.
And a lot of people, especially what we do, they want to skip a step and get that one post. Mm-hmm. If I send it to X, Y, and Z and they post it, I'm this. And it don't turn out like that.
I know people with brands who they pay like big influencers and it work for them, but it's still like up in the air because some people that have big followings don't get the engagement and their followings essentially don't give a fuck about what they wear.
What if your product and I'm just paying you to just shut it up. And somebody goes, like, yo, 20 bands?
Well, that's what I don't care what it is.
Yo, and then you go get it and now your product is to the masses now.
And now every, that whole world know your shit
trash. Before you can even make your product concrete and make it like, like how, imagine you had a watery hot sauce and you like, yo, such and such posted, and they're like, fuck you, I posted. I don't give a fuck about that. You gave me 20 bands, and now everybody goes to buy this watery house, and they be like, yo, now you can't never get it back.
A lot of brands have that problem, too.
It's your cause, though. It's
facts. It's how you do it. It's the time it takes to go to these brands.
Some people will work for you, don't work for me. It's just some people could win with the one time.
Yeah,
but for me, the one-time shits don't. I'm about to say, do we want something for now or do we want something forever?
I think it's a crapshoot a lot of times with that shit.
Big,
you know, you got it's. No, it's.
This thing's been watching Earn Your Leisure. Rashad, relax, Rashad. Rashad, I'm talking to you, Earn Your Leisure, nigga. Relax. Back off my nigga Mac. You trying to take a nigga from us?
Yo,
it's gonna be guys next leisure. What are you talking about?
Nah, but for real, you really think about that shit, right? You got a one in almost like a million chance of that shit working. And even if it does work, you haven't built a sustainable enough audience that'll continue to fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at these brands, especially like streetwear brands in New York. Like I one of my favorite things growing up was streetwear brands in New York, and it's because they facilitate to us, to the people. Like, they not always trying to be out to with this big company and all of that. You see it now. You see a lot of people, like, connecting. Like, I just saw Lanvin is about to do something. They're collabing with Gallery Department.
They already did.
You see, Supreme shout out Gallery Department. Exactly.
Let me tell you niggas something, you motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Stop doing merch.
Let me tell you motherfuckers something right now.
Talk about it.
You niggas love to fucking be fake hoteps on Tuesday and say, support black-owned business.
And don't support it.
And then the black-owned business pop and say, I'm going to do more than make fucking t-shirts. I'm going to have my shit in Hirsch Lifers. Have you say the fucking name. I don't be stealing out of there.
Just keep going.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And now the motherfuckers talk about, oh, hey, I can't believe all the niggas with Gallery Department. It's a black-owned business. Shut your fucking mouth.
Right.
Because niggas want black-owned businesses to operate as black-owned businesses and not businesses. But we'll talk about that later.
That's a big fact.
That's the biggest fact of the
That's
thing.
A big, big fact.
They don't want the black-owned business to be a boutique. They don't want it to be a franchise.
Right. Nope.
They want it to be some shit that they only have access to.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
This shit not music, bro. This shit ain't.
I was gonna say niggas do that with music too. Like as soon as an artist they liked gets bigger, it's
now
a problem.
Now he mainstream, on it.
It's like, is that not the goal?
It's my dick.
Is that not the goal?
You just gotta throw the Frank.
the box.
No hot sauce intended. You see what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, all right. No Jesus pun. Christ. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got it. We got it.
But this is the reason why I wanted to talk about black on business. I'm glad Spank pulled up. This is the reason why I hit Vaughn, Sinead, because I want to talk about black business. There is a dark side to the black on business thing.
As far as
I just want to let y'all
as far
know
as what?
I'm about to tell you, because you know I've been doing my activism work.
We know.
Been on the front lines fighting the good fight for the righteous cause.
Talk about it.
For the past couple months, Vaughn, you know, we met because of it. You know, I've been fighting the bootleg Jordan. Mm. The knockoff Jordan. Niggas get the Jordan 1, but it ain't the Jordan 1. It's really the Jordan none. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, niggas got, yeah, it's those. It's the, it's the, what are those? No, what are those? Right? Niggas said, oh, look, nah, support a black man. Support, remember that room we was in? Niggas like, Mouse, you hating, why you not supporting black men? Because the shit's bootleg. Right. And Michael Jordan's a black man. But y'all knocking off the knockoff black man. Well, I want to let you niggas know, we had a huge win. Nigga shut the nigga down. Oh, man, I'm so fucking happy. Oh, that them niggas split the block and shut that shit down. I'm so fucking happy. You take that bullshit elsewhere.
Yo, Nike shut.
I keep it a buck with both of y'all. I disagree with both of y'all niggas.
What?
Is a nigga want to do what he do, and he, and, cause niggas bootleg all these white companies bootleg all the time.
Jay-Z
and
nigga, said,
listen. So what?
That's niggas, what Jay said.
If there's a market for it, go do it. Go get it.
Jay said, you can't sell us bullshit. We know the prices.
Bro,
the nigga, Jordans sell for retail for $200. He's hitting you with patent leather, never before seen colors for $300.
So is John Geiger. He's white. Shit, Air
fuck
Force
him,
One.
Too. I don't want
same,
those.
But okay, but Nike not. But you just said was, it was a victory for us. How come they don't shut that nigga down? That's a victory.
Shut him down too.
But they're not.
Well, I don't
that's
know what they do.
Out of his control.
No, yeah, but that's to be the first thing is shut these white people down that's been capitalizing off the shit first. And
shut everybody down.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, John Geiger's not shut down, bro. Get stopped.
He's pulling. I'm about to say, no. I haven't seen Geiger.
No more.
Bro, do you see the Air Force One?
The new ones?
The one that is called the fucking John whatever the JG / 01.
Let me say this right
Air
now.
Force
so
one?
It, so,
no, but on the Air Force One, what does it say?
AF
F1.
And his joint says,
I don't know.
His initials 01. Same shit.
I ain't gonna hold you.
It looked just like the G is just no.
I ain't seen him shit.
Same thing.
I ain't seen him shit in 2 years.
And he's making this nigga's making.
I'm telling you,
and this is not even a shot at John, but you can't.
Nah, I'm taking a shot at you.
For me, you can't be like, yo. It's a great cause for us, and they shut down, which really just shut down the black man who's doing it.
Nah, you can make the other shit you make.
No, but listen,
I would get my thought across, please. Go ahead.
It's one thing to say they all got shut down when these white people been doing stealing from us and doing all this shit, and Nike could have been shut white people down for doing it. But when a nigga is when it becomes a threat, and a nigga is really making money, they was making millions of dollars off them shits. That's when it's like, we gotta cut this shit up. Niggas been customizing, making fake Jordans for years, bro. They never shut down nobody's door.
Absolutely.
But when the reason why they cutting it down is because a nigga kicked the door down and took their shit and they capitalized on it.
You know what I think it is? I can understand if you did it like one time, right? If you fuck around and come, if you spin the block one time on something like, yo, I'm gonna do this one time. Nigga made his whole company is based off of that sneaker. Now, mind you, did Bape do it?
We use that word.
Did y'all shut down Numb? Bape looked just like Air Force One. Did you shut that down?
No, they tried to shut Bape down.
Nah, I'm just talking about Air Force One. Let's not forget what Bape did. Let's not forget what Bape did.
It's what came first.
No,
bro.
I'm telling you, all right, the Air Force came, right? And then it sat. The Air Force sat. Let's never forget, nigga. Niggas from Uptown was the only ones wearing them just for a minute. Niggas just sat. And then what did Bape do? Bape went and said, oh, okay,
I don't know what happened.
Nigga, you can look at it. Nike said it. What happened? Oh, then 05. Niggas remember the 05 packs? That's when the crazy color Air Forces start coming out. Niggas invigorated the market. Nigga, the bullshit? He didn't do that.
When the freaky colors started coming out, too.
He didn't do
that. Nike has said,
like, oh, that's what. You know what I mean? We seen that, so we gotta flip it.
I wanna get those.
Nigga, you can't do that Air Force, the Jordan 1. Why he didn't do the 3?
What you just said? He said he came out with every color of the shits. What is this?
What's that?
This is every color of Air Force 1.
I don't follow this cracker.
No.
The cracker man.
That's every color of an Air Force One, but he's not.
So shut the. Let me say this.
So don't. This is what I'm saying. Don't bring it up on a black segment about a black man before shutting the white man down.
So let me say this. Go get the white man too. Because I ain't letting nobody spin. If you got fake shit, we knocking that off.
That's all I'm saying, man. If a nigga finds a loophole and he makes millions of dollars doing it and it's a black man and he's not selling you, he's not violating you, then go make your bread.
He's violating when you put the price at $250, $300.
Yo, my nigga, do you know how much this shit costs to make everything that we wear that costs bread? It's all going to be knocked off.
What do you mean?
Shirts. Niggas is buying $500. First of all, Gallery Department shirts is $500.
Yep.
I love it.
Okay, you love it. So what's the problem? I get a shirt at down the street for $10.
It's the Gallery Department. It don't say.
So that's why the niggas was buying his sneakers because it was him.
It's Gallery Department. It don't say. It don't say.
You really think
it don't say Lang Helmet?
So you really don't think nobody like his shit?
I mean, clearly they did. The nigga was buying them bum ass shit.
Niggas was selling out.
I'm looking at them niggas sideways.
You not gonna keep going if you're not selling out.
I'm looking at them niggas sideways. You bought a sneaker with runts on it.
I ain't mad.
These niggas don't give a fuck.
I'll say this. It's not my.
What are these niggas talking about?
I'm not the person.
These niggas with the Stone Cold Stunner.
It's not for me. The product is not for me. But I'm not gonna knock somebody hustle for it.
Nah, you can't let everybody.
I'm not.
Go ahead.
But this is a black person segment. The first thing you're not going to go into is, yo, it's a proud moment because they shut down the nigga. Like, you shut. That's what. Yeah. That's
no,
what
no, it's not about. Listen. It's not about shutting down that man. It's about shutting down something that is pulling away from us. That's Jordan's blood.
No. But who is pulling away from y'all?
Pulling away from Jordan?
Is it pulling away?
Yes.
From what is, how is it
yes,
going
nigga,
with y'all?
Because I'm going to tell you why.
How?
I'm going to tell you why.
Does it make y'all not sleep good at night?
It bothers me.
You don't own a pair. I'm going to tell you why.
Because when I got some fire, here come a nigga with some not fire, but niggas acting like it's fire.
And they world is fire.
Nah, that shit.
Niggas is waiting online for a day
but
to get them niggas.
But
you can't tell
that
niggas
so my thing, hold on, my thing is, okay, so now talking about,
Shaq sell $30 million in sneakers every week. You gonna wear them shits?
That's not for me, but it's a lane for somebody.
Listen, what I'm saying is,
because you're a black,
listen, yo, you're a black man, right? And you're a black businessman. So the next man does the same exact shit that you're doing, bites off of the whole Eco Gabe vibe.
What can I do? If my shit is together, first of all, Nike should have been smart. Why is that the first pack? Why is that the first time you ever had this put out? Y'all should have been to this when the Jordan.
I agree on that.
Why do you not have this already done? What? You gave niggas a chance
to
do that.
It should have been patented a long time ago.
You should have patented when you first dropped
it. That was wild.
That's your fault. So when a nigga start making real money,
God
why you
forbid
put
niggas. God forbid niggas believe. God forbid niggas believe like, oh nah, like niggas not gonna really like.
But
nah,
it's Nike.
On some bullshit.
Yo,
it's
people
Nike.
Be doing
I never
it
thought about
ever,
it.
Bro.
Bro, we used to laugh at niggas with the Nice Kicks sneakers on before Nice Kicks had a sneaker blog.
No, first it was them shits is fake, and now they custom. Y'all remember how that shit went? Yo, your Jordans is fake, and now it's a custom. It's a whole flip of the game.
No, it's still fake, bro. If Jordan ain't sanctioned them. And you already know how I give it up. I try to stay away from shit that he never even played in. But if we do wear it, because it do be some fire. Mm-hmm. If we do wear it, at least it got to be from the manufacturer.
Okay, but that's...
That shit not coming from Taiwan.
But I'm saying...
Niggas don't remember when the Jordan face box said made in Taiwan.
I'll keep it a bug with you. There is probably somebody you've been with, chilling with, that's had fake shoes on. You probably didn't even know the shit. Fake bag, fake watch, fake all that shit.
But if I look down and he got on the Air Harry Potters, I know they knock off.
Listen, I'd rather a nigga with me chill with dumb sneakers than a nigga just with all fake chains and just all in my face, blah, blah. I'd rather that.
You
sure?
There's
a difference. A fake is fake.
The same thing,
it's
though.
The same thing.
But those, but sneakers can't be fake from a manufacturer. It's only fake because the nigga said, I'm Jordan, and this is the way it is. It's not
fake.
It's fake
because it's a knockoff of a brand.
There's fake. Then why he didn't make, so why he didn't, so why he didn't make, so why he didn't make none of it? So why he didn't make none of the the sneaker models that's in Walmart? Why he didn't do those?
Because he didn't.
Or just create his own.
So he went because he went and did the Jordan 1, which is the most iconic sneaker.
Nigga, Balenciaga took a Skechers shoe and made it hot.
That's dumb, nigga. I don't wear that dumb shit.
But I'm just trying to.
Nigga, fuck everything.
Everything.
Right?
Now, so what do you wear? Like, you
know, not that.
Jordan don't make jeans. I mean, he do.
Nah, I don't wear
that. All right, so what's up?
I'm wearing fits.
Yeah, like, you see what I'm saying?
I'm saying, them shit's fire, though.
Like
I'm
said.
Listen, I'm not going to hold you. Hold on, listen.
He come out with cool Kai jeans, I'm going to be tight.
But the crazy thing is,
I'm going to be tight.
The reason why I say is because I've seen a nigga come from, he started making glasses first, then he went into clothes, he spent mad time in Japan, he got all these facts. I seen him put in the grind to get this shit.
You talking about the
Yeah. But I only know one of them. I know the one that's calm and quiet. Oh, there's two. Yeah, there's two. Oh. Davis, I only know him. But I've seen the grind that he put in to get this. I've seen him go to the factories, live in Japan for 6 months, live over in China for a year and a half. And then to see this happen, I'm like, nigga, oh, you deserve that shit, bro. The nigga, put that groundwork
in. Wait. So the nigga lived in China and then came back, started making fake shit?
That was gonna be my question too. He did all that grinding and researching to make what? But how do you know? I'm saying where he can't.
First of all, if you're gonna call those fake, then we gotta call those Balenciaga's fake.
It's not fake, but it's knockoffs for sure.
No, that's fake.
Okay, fair.
If you call his shit fake, then it's fake too, because you took it off.
But yeah.
So everything comes from something. It's derived from something.
Yeah,
it comes right, from something. Right, but when it's a blatant,
Yo, I just showed you a blatant shit. Like I said, if you're going to shut down this black man, shut down those other white
people.
I agree.
Listen.
But you're not.
Hold on, listen.
No.
I'm keeping it a bone. You already know how I feel about Geiger. Yo.
Crazy.
You already know how I feel about Geiger. So like,
yeah, and me too.
We're not gonna talk about it.
Not good, I assume.
Huh?
Not good.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about it. It's whatever. It's all love.
Niggas scared to talk on a black owned business.
Not at all.
About a white man during Black Music Month.
It's Black Music Month. Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Listen, I'm not afraid to talk about nobody. Stop it. Stop it.
You know you got that. I get it.
Stop it.
Say whatever you want.
Like I said, we ain't got no problems. The nigga apologized. That's all it is.
Oh, so you made the white man positive, my
nigga. It's all good. But at the end of the day, what I'm saying is, if you're gonna knock off something, right? There's a difference. There's this book I used to read. Well, this book I read. It's called. I'm sorry, I can't read. A nigga can't read. There's this book I've read called "Steal Like an Artist." If you're gonna do some shit,
it's about me at Target.
Let the quality be.
Nigga, if you're gonna do some shit, take this shit to the next level.
Right.
Don't just Geiger biting that shit, horrible. But that set him up to do his own sneaker. Cool, you did your own sneaker.
And that's nigga poop.
Garbage, but still, you set yourself up to do your own sneaker. Cool. This nigga's whole, their whole joint was wrapped around this sneaker.
Absolutely.
Now, mind you, I'm not saying don't get your bread.
Yeah, not buying them shorts.
I'm not saying don't get your bread.
But it's not for me.
No, I know that.
But obviously it's for somebody.
I'm not saying, Spank,
you'll feel that way if niggas come out with in Spank, because you got spanking hot. If a nigga come with in Spank hot.
Nah, yeah, of course I'm gonna feel a way about that.
But that's
I'm gonna be hot.
What if the goddamn
then you gonna be like, yo, you can't knock him because he changed the name.
No, that's not. First of all, those are two different things.
How?
The shit is not called the Jordan knockoffs.
It's called an AirPods.
Yeah, but you just
it's like
saying the only one hot sauce can come around in the world.
No, it's not.
With the same name.
Only one.
The way he compared it to you, because
the same
the
flavor?
Name of it was close to your name.
The same as the name is different.
Yeah, like the name.
Hold on, he just gave the same type of name.
Would you be? Yes, it's. My name's Spank, and but you named out another hot sauce.
But that's what I'm saying. Hold on, but look. Yeah. So I'm gonna tell you one that
another nickname.
I'm gonna tell you one that that did.
Now is that Air Gordon on it?
Hold on, look. I'm gonna tell you one that actually switched
Air
it
Gordon?
Up.
It's mad close.
I'm gonna tell you one that bit off of niggas, but switched it up a different way. If you remember the Rick Owens dunks.
Oh shit.
You remember the Rick Owens dunks?
Look it up.
Nigga, the Rick Owens dunks, they switched that. Mind you, this shit shut the whole block down when these dropped. Yo, Nike felt away, sent them a cease and desist. All right, you got it?
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you good.
Go ahead. Yeah. I just talked in my head real fast. That's how I'm
So they did the joints. They switched it up. Nike still sent the cease and desist and all of that, but still, my nigga, like they did something different with it.
Talking about these shoes. So they still be wearing them shits.
Rick Owens
bit the whole dunk and just did it theirself.
And like I said,
that's still whack
that's
too,
a
though.
White man.
But they did. I'm saying, but
that's
they did it themselves.
Yeah.
That's
not
all.
Like,
all them shit don't really look like a dunk until
you say it look like a dunk.
Until
you say it look like a dunk.
They didn't say, yo, these the Runks. Nah, these the whatever you call.
Yeah,
like I'm saying. If y'all gonna shut him down, shut all these white people.
I agree.
All these fakes down. Because the only reason why this patent shit came out is because a black man was disrupting some shit.
I don't know if he was really disrupting.
Yes, bro. Son, yo.
I don't know niggas that was buying those sneakers over like Jordans.
Saturday, yo. I get that, but all I'm saying is
that would have been hilarious.
For a company, all that arguing on the internet don't care if you're not making no money. Jordan not gonna be like, yo, they arguing on the internet about some fake shit they making.
And it's not making money.
Yeah. A nigga gotta be making bread for me to we talking about Jordan. It depends.
Cause Marcus is still a part of the culture, and he's very much a big part of the company. So he may have seen this shit and been like, "Yo, Dad, some wild shit is happening with your shoe. You got to do something."
Also, I think it's because there were a bunch of brands doing it.
I don't think it was just the one.
There's
some black niggas that disrupt the culture and they bootleg your shit, and you see they got some type of smarts or something, bring them niggas in.
Hold on, mind you, don't think they won't.
You don't have to do that.
You don't have to.
If I may say. We were talking about Marcus and hitting his dad. I don't think Marcus Jordan has his dad's number.
Huh? I can't deal with you. Why? Why are you like this?
I don't think Marcus Jordan has his dad's number. I don't think Michael Jordan's answering for Marcus.
Like Michael Jordan's going to see his phone and be like, babe, who's Marcus? What type of shit is you on?
I took that personally. Listen, let's put a button on this because we can talk shit all day. I do appreciate both Sinead pulling up, Spank pulling up. So Sinead, ladies first, tell the people where they could get your product, what you got coming next, all that good shit.
Well, you can follow me at Sinead Curry on Twitter and Instagram, and then my brand is Don't Call Me Baby, but the website is dcmb-ny.com.
Heard. You got new drops coming? You don't want to tell no new drops?
Well, I didn't even tell anybody, but
we got exclusive.
I just put the deposit in last week.
And she got money. Y'all niggas, y'all got to get her pregnant.
Wow. Oh, God. I have three shirts. I have three shirts coming soon. I'll just say soon. But they're all original designs.
Can we do a Guys Next Door DCMB collab?
I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, look, you put the pressure on Annie. Look, now we'll see. Yeah, look, they acting different. We'll I know we're going to get the Guys Next Door Hot Sauce collab, right?
Yeah.
His reaction was worse than mine.
You bring niggas to the crib?
Yo, I said yeah.
He said yeah.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I got something for both of you. Yeah. I'm linking up with Cool Kai tomorrow. It's gonna be fake hot sauce and fake streetwear everywhere. And I'm gonna stand behind Ryan. Ryan said it was okay. Go ahead. Tell them where to follow me
at 718-SPANK and the hot sauce at SpankAndHot.com. I mean, SpankAndHot at SpankAndHot and the website is SpankAndHot.com.
And send all your mixtapes to Spank and Sinead.
No.
If you want to get signed, discovered, you want to get your streams up, if you're looking for organic growth and playlisting.
Organic growth?
That is not my life no more. Don't send me nothing.
Don't send me nothing.
I tell you. Spank is also accepting. He's second cash app. Like if you, yo, what's up with you, my boy?
Yeah.
And the nigga that told me to go ahead, like nah.
You say
you got two angles.
Nah, but I'm trying to tell you right now. Spank is he taking money for performances at Made in America. So if you want to perform on the Made in America station,
yeah,
Spank,
that's a big lie.
Send a Venmo.
That's a big
send
lie.
Send a Venmo.
Don't call me.
Son.
I don't need to be prepared for August. No, don't ask me how I'm doing in August.
Yo, niggas, I don't be at least out. Yo, you prepared? Yo, niggas, you ready for August?
Yo. Niggas start asking me how I'm doing in August.
Bitch, the same way I was in May. Leave me alone.
I have nothing to do with that shit.
Yo, we appreciate y'all, like man. We gonna always support y'all. If y'all can, like, yo, Spank, make sure we get some of the hot sauce, I mean, recording, put that shit on the thing.
Y'all gonna be one of the people I give it to for free.
Nah. You didn't hear the spin.
And I'm not taking it from
the nigga. Hit the spin. The nigga said, "Yeah, I'm gonna give y'all one. Y'all gonna be one of the people that I give one for free. It's now, three of us
under the brand.
Under the brand.
Nigga said,
it's three. It's four of us on the.
Nigga said, nah, fuck with y'all. Y'all gotta pay, but it's good.
Nigga, put your Matt. Your Ryan. And nigga gonna put the hot sauce right by the garage. I love it outside the garage. I love it right outside the garage. Shorty with the camera seen it.
No, I got you.
Nah, we appreciate you. Listen, y'all at home, listen, ain't no listen like this was to celebrate black businesses. And the guys next doorway. Shout out to Sinead Curry. Make sure you support Don't Call Me Baby.
And of course, support our boy Spankin' Hot. Get the hot sauce. Matt Ryan, Matt, you got a black owned business that you're a part of. Talk about it.
Oh, a black owned business? You mean the play that I'm on Broadway?
I'm prepared to be in a complete and full nigga opening night. I'm ready.
It's black, y'all. It's black, y'all. It's bliggity black, 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 y'all.
You have what?
You probably don't have a ticket. Opening night going
to be I need to know, like, do we have tickets or we got to buy these?
Oh, no, my brother, you got to get your own. Ladies and gentlemen.
I told you you didn't have a ticket.
Man, we bootlegging that shit, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's going to be a cool cop production. Yeah,
Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who don't know, today is Wednesday, so it's what's today, the 16th? So this Friday. This Friday. You guys go out, go buy the tickets. The tickets go on sale this Friday for the play.
What day?
This Friday.
What day?
This Friday. June 18th. Go get tickets. Thoughts of a Colored Man. We start up October 1st. We're rocking until March 24th. It is going to be crazy. First time they let something this black on Broadway. I'm not going to hold you.
I ain't going to hold you. I like it. I'm 100,000%
you know,
behind
like
it.
Professional.
But... should have been Tyler Perry first. That's what I'm saying. Wow. That's what I'm saying. Tyler Perry should have been. Nah, fuck that. Lock the door. Tyler Perry should have been the first nigga on Broadway.
Appreciate you, my guy.
Yo, call me. Yeah, appreciate you.
Everybody's on would have been out there. I'm not gonna.
Nigga, what? Auntie Khan, nigga, you crazy? Ryan, agave straws. What we talking?
Moving in restaurants. We're getting big contracts coming. I'm just securing everything. On my like accounting side, money shit, you know.
Heard.
Making. Oh, I also heard. Yacht Club is.
Mm-hmm. Yacht Club is expanded.
Yeah, you know we're making moves. But I don't want to. You know I don't like to talk. I just signed a contract yesterday for some shit. But
ooh,
I just want to.
We like that.
I just
want to
make sure it's all good. You know. Make
hey,
sure
listen. Understand if y'all ever had any questions about what's going on next door. Understand that bills. Get paid.
Bills get paid. Everybody gotta pay these bills. But yeah, the show shit is moving.
I'm fucked up.
I'm trying to sell these shits like drugs. I feel like it's the legal drug for me, and I could just go anywhere and just give it out. And if you don't want it, then whatever. Like
kind of like pussy.
I don't give out pussy, so no, it's not like that.
Wow,
it's like drugs. It's a legal drug that you could give out anywhere.
But I was talking about something that I've given out before.
I'd rather you give out pussy and drugs.
All right. Well, Mouse Jones, you also have some new situations popping off. Can you talk to us about your black-owned companies, sir?
Yeah, so I don't own these companies, but I'm a part of them. So shout out to them first and foremost. Shout out to the almighty Trap Karaoke. We are back on road August 13th. August 13th, we are 100% sold out of early bird tickets. They gone. We in most places we are 100% sold out of general admission. The nigga Jason was nice enough to add some extra tickets on there, so y'all should go to trapkaraoke.com and get them, because y'all hitting me, it ain't gonna happen unless you're cute. I mean, listen, beauty has privilege.
All right.
Anyway, but in more recent news,
talk about it.
June 21st.
Is it 21st?
June 21st. The What Podcast, Hip Hop Questions, Legends, and Lists on the Black Effect and Black Effect Network and iHeartRadio. Make sure you go subscribe that. Shout out to Horrible Decisions. Shout out to Drink Champs. Mm-hmm. There's a few other podcasts that ran the ad. We appreciate that. Obviously, yeah, I mean, we appreciate that. They definitely didn't have to do it. It's not like other companies where, like, niggas have full autonomy over this shit. So shout out to Nori. Shout out to Mandy and Weezy for you know, for running that audio and all the other podcasts on the network that's running that clip, because everybody's tweeting about it. I was very surprised. I thought somebody was in trouble. I was like, how the fuck did y'all find out? And then I see it's being ran on the podcast. So yes, the What Hip Hop Questions, Legends, and Lists, each and every Monday, myself, Power 105.1's Nyla Simone, we are on that podcast talking about real hip hop shit. We are answering age-old hip-hop questions and discovering new ones. So please listen to that first episode. I don't think I can say who the first episode is with. Fuck it, it's Guys Next Door. First episode is with the OG legend, Kim Osaria. We're talking about we're talking about queens and hip-hop. Who's the queen? Who is the queen? We talking about that, and I think we got an answer. So make sure y'all listen on next Monday after you listen to Guys Next Door. After. Listen to Guys Next Door first, Then you could listen to the What Hip Hop Question, Legend, and List. But you could go subscribe right now on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast. But I think the most important podcast news we have, that we'll be right back here on Monday.
Yep.
We'll be right back here on Monday. Same place, same time. I hope.
Hope you get the time right today. I mean, tomorrow. Or the next day. That's fine.
My thing is, nobody knew that. Have my back. The way you fought for them fake-ass Jordans, have my back, bro.
Nah, I don't feel that way right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and you know how to, you know how you guys can reach out to us. If you guys have a listener letter, if anything, you could reach out to us, guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Please make sure you have a picture if it is a relationship problem. It doesn't have to be a relationship question or problem. Literally, you could just hit us up about whatever.
This song sucks.
Mouse, be
yo,
nice.
Thank y'all. Hit us up next time. Appreciate y'all.
We'll see y'all. We'll see y'all next week, motherfuckers.
Guys next door.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.